Well, I came to Billericay, in fact, Little Birstead, when I got married to my husband, who was born in Little Birstead in 1960. And as a young bride, or I thought I was young, but not someday some children got married, or people got married at 18 then. I was 24 and settled in really well. The town has always been an extremely friendly town, and gradually as I had my children and they started school, meeting other mums at the gate, the school gate, and some of us have stayed friends since then, which is rather nice. And we were extremely lucky. In 1966 we moved into Noak Hill Road, into quite a large house, because the family had grown to four sons by this time, and we had a huge garden, and which seemed to attract no end of amounts of boys.
Which school did they go to?
They went to Quilters Infants and Junior School, and then went on to Billericay School. And the four of them went through school there, which was an extremely good school. Headmaster, Mr. Lingard, brilliant headmaster. And he even got quite friendly with parents, which was nice. We were always included in whatever was going on in school activities. My elder son was a good rugby player. He started playing rugby at the age of 11 up till the age of 16, and I think they only lost one game to Aberdare, and that was the only game they lost. And their sports teacher, whose name eludes me at the moment, but he was brilliant, and the kids absolutely adored him, and they presented him with a trophy when they all left, which was great.
Did they go to university?
Or? No, they are. Sadly, my eldest son in particular was university material, but none of them wanted to progress to university, which we were both rather sad about. But they've all made their way in life, and all have earned a good living, and all four are married, have families of their own now. One has since moved, my youngest son's moved to Suffolk because he felt Billericay was getting too overcrowded, as it was so, he wants his daughters to grow up like Billericay was when he was a child, plenty of open spaces, because when they were children, Queen's Park wasn't even thought of. It was just farmland. And they used to go with Grandad to buy chickens every year, and rabbits and geese. And we had quite a menagerie. And then eventually they all moved out, and their house was far too big for us. And we moved to Tyre Common, to a little turning off of Tyre Common, Second Avenue, into a small bungalow. And then we had no grandchildren at this stage, and suddenly we had seven in 6 years. So we had to move again to accommodate grandchildren when they wanted to stay overnight. So we now live in the Rowans, which is on the Great Birstead side of Billericay.
Has Billericay changed, would you say, very much?
I don't think the people have changed, but it is very built up now to when we remembered it. It was so much more countrified. And sadly, it has lost a bit of character because of all the building. And
you mentioned Queen's Park. Tell me about Queen's Park.
Queen's Park is a big housing estate now, almost like a mini village. It has shops, pubs, and an enormous amount of housing, and there's a golf course nearby, which is Stockbrook Manor. But that was just completely farm fields and, you know, scattered development, really.
So when did Stockbrook Manor come?
I can't really remember the year that that was started, but it's a thriving golf course now, and I think they do weddings and conferences and things like that. It's been an asset to the area, and because it's keeping countryside as well. So,
do you remember the High Street when you first came?
Yes. There was a lot of more quaint shops, which fortunately there are still quite a few about. Obviously, we've got the bigger stores. We had a co-op there, which is now a pub. But we seem to have an awful lot of estate agents and restaurants now, instead of sort of perhaps clothing shops. We had a tailor shop, which all the school children had their uniforms from. And I think at one time it was Basildon. We were taken over by Basildon, where we were a council in our own right, and I expect a lot of people remember we were always first in with the voting result.
That's right.
And then I think the shopping shifted to Basildon because they've got big multi-stores, and Billericay suffered a bit then, but I think it's gradually coming back. You've got the little side streets with quaint little shops. And
as a young mum, did you go to the cinema?
No, but I went to the cinema as a child with my parents, and one that really sticks in my memory was a film called Reached for the Sky. My father had just gone back off of leave, and my mother and my sister sat and cried our eyes out all the time. And of course the cinema went, as lots did.
What was it called?
The Ritz.
Now, what did you do to entertain yourselves when you first came as young?
Well, we sort of had a motorcycle then, until we had a family. And we were never in. We toured around Essex villages, visiting pubs, friends.
Were there any pubs in Billericay?
Oh, there's always been a huge amount of pubs.
Tell me about them.
You've got the Red Lion and the Chequers, which I think the Red Lion is the oldest. And then you've got the White Hart, the Rising Sun, the Railway, the Crown, and the Coach and Horses. And now there's the Blue Boar. Which my husband tells me many, many years ago was a pub called the Blue Boar then, but it became the co-op, and then, but it's gone back to a pub now. So so there's always been an awful lot of pubs around about.
Did you ever belong to any societies like the WY or anything?
I didn't belong as a young woman because I didn't drive then.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very difficult with four young children, with a husband that had to work away quite often. And but as I got older, I realised that you do need the friendship of clubs. It came home to me when a friend of mine was widowed, and she belonged to Innerwheel, and everyone rallied round her so much. And my husband was in Rotary then, so I duly joined in a wheel, and my husband was also a member of, I've forgotten the name, 41 Club he is, but prior to 41 Club, I can't think what it's called.
Round Table,
that's right. And I was never in Ladies' Circle, but I am in Tangent, which is from 41 Club.
But not Billericay.
No, Wickford, because my husband's offices were in Wickford.
Right. What did you do for a living before you married?
I was a court dressmaker. I worked in the West End. Smiled a very, very small part in doing some embroidery on the Queen's coronation gown. it was a small firm, but we subcontracted from bigger firms like Christian Dior, London, Frank Usher, Norman Hartnell, and yes, had a very good experiences in the dressmaking world. And then when my children came along, I worked from home. They would deliver me work once a week, and I gradually, which people would hear now of Karen Mirren and Monsoon, Frank Usher, and various, yes, had a good life with that. And I only retired when my firstborn grandson was 15 months old, and sadly he contracted cancer. And we spent a year virtually living in Great Ormond Street. But he was 15 months when he had this, and thought he wouldn't see two, but fortunately he's now 11 and a half and looking forward to going to Billericay school like his father. So it's
That's wonderful.
Excellent, yes.
Any other thoughts? Do you remember the shops in the high street?
The shops were lovely, and everyone, even now, I find in Billericay and going on to South Green side of Billericay, the shops are so helpful, and nothing is ever too much trouble for the assistants. You get people say, they just sort of sit there talking and ignore you. I've never found this in Billericay, ever. And they bend over backwards to be so helpful to you. And South Green shops are extremely well patronised, and they're just brilliant.
You're very
they
lucky.
They are brilliant. We are very, very lucky.
And what are your hobbies now that you're a little older?
A lot older. I do a lot of sort of embroidery and cross-stitch work, and really look after grandchildren, which I've now got seven and one on the way, and three step-granddaughters, which takes my time.
Are you pleased that you came to Billericay?
Oh, yes. I never lived far away. I was born in Langdon Hills, brought up in Langdon, and I had a short period of during the war. My grandfather worked for the War Office, and he was posted to Stratford-on-Avon with all the secret papers of Churchill. And when my father was called up, my mother and I and my young sister lived with my grandparents in Stratford-on-Avon for about a year, and then we came back. But no, I've never had a desire to move away, not really. Like visiting other countries and other parts of the UK. And but Billericay is really home because everyone is so friendly.
Yes.
So, it's brilliant.
It's been a good life.
Oh, it has been a good life, right. Yes.
Lovely. Thank you very much.